Shepherd. Remember when you were a puppy?
One puppy, two puppy on a puppy bed. The littlest one has fur that's
I'm
red.
Kind of new, so I'll stick with you. I like new places, seeing lots of new faces. And before this day's through, we'll make good friends like you.
My belly buster!
Wow! That was great, Zoe.
What are you gonna do, Clifford?
Well, I don't know. I was just gonna sit down and...
Cool! What do you call that, Clifford?
Mistake?
It's his super slide.
It is? Hey, Daffodil, can you do any tricks?
Oh, yeah. Watch me sit very, very still. Ta-da!
Hey, Clifford, my little redness.
Hiya, Norval.
I see you're getting new neighbors.
Yep, that's right. And Emily Elizabeth says they're moving into the apartment right next door to us.
You don't say. I wonder if they have any pets.
I hope they don't have anything loud or bouncy or chatty. A turtle would be nice.
Well, why don't I go take a little look-see?
What was that?
I don't know. I never heard anything like it before.
Well, it certainly wasn't a turtle.
Make way! Is it behind me? Is it behind? Will somebody tell me, is it behind me?
Is what behind you, Norval?
Well, I didn't exactly see it. But I'm pretty sure your new neighbor's pet. It's a monster!
A monster!
A monster? Oh, please.
What kind of monster, Norval?
Well, you know, the usual kind. Big, furry, giant teeth. Get the picture?
Oh, that's cute.
Okay, so I'm not an artist, but you guys are completely missing the point.
What is the point, Norval?
Okay, listen up, little redness. Monsters eat stuff like us for dinner.
I'm going inside.
Maybe that's not such a bad idea.
I'll meet you at the window.
Box.
It sure is pointy.
It looks like a tooth. A giant tooth.
It's a monster's tooth!
Okay, this tooth. Exactly how big was it?
About this big?
No, this big.
No, this big.
No, this big.
Will you make up your big minds?
It was about the size of me.
Then the monster must be gigantic, too. Okay, this is bad.
What are we gonna do?
We're gonna have to have a stakeout. That's where you hide and you watch the monster. Now, I'll take the window ledge and you guys take the hallway. And remember, do not, under any circumstances, ever let him see you.
See anything? Not yet. Wait, here comes somebody.
What's that smell?
Fish, that's what. Let's see.
Look, it's in that bag. That smells so good.
Do you think we should try to look in the door for the monster?
We're on a stakeout. We can't let anybody see us.
Well, what do you think, Flo? Flo?
Flo? Where's Flo? The monster got her.
Wait, Zoe. You cannot go in there.
So what are we gonna do? We think the monster got Flo.
She's inside the apartment?
Oh, no. There's that noise again.
This is not good.
Guess what, Clifford? The new neighbors just invited us over.
I can't take you with me this time, but Mom said I can take a picture of you and Daffodil to show Shun. That's the boy's name.
Hey, Emily Elizabeth is going to the monster's apartment. I've got to go with her to protect her.
These are good pictures. Bye, Clifford. I'll be back soon.
Please excuse the mess. Can I get you something to drink?
Oh, that sounds great.
So, you're from Japan? Well, my mom and dad were born there. I've lived my whole life up until now in California.
What are you doing here? This is my puppy. I guess he couldn't wait to meet you either.
Well, hello, Clifford. It's okay, Clifford. The tooth won't hurt you.
What is all this stuff, Shun?
I collect things from the ocean. This is a shark's tooth.
Cool.
I want to be a marine biologist and study animals in the ocean. See, I've already got a bunch of books about it. Wow, I think I might want to be an animal doctor or maybe a musician.
Really? I like to play music too.
See, this is my shakuhachi. It's a Japanese flute.
Clifford?
Shun is trying to play his flute. No, he's right. I'm terrible, actually. I just started taking lessons, but you should hear my mom. She is so good. Hey, let's go ask her. She'll play for us.
Where is it? Where's the monster that got Flo?
It wasn't a monster. It was a flute.
A flute? Oh! Wait a minute. That's not scary.
Yeah, and the tooth belonged to a shark. Shun has a big collection of things from the ocean.
Oh, that Norville. I don't think there ever was a monster.
Then where's Flo?
I called the number on her tag to make sure her owner knew where she was, but they weren't home. This little kitty was the very first neighbor to visit.
My mom loves cats.
Well, Flo is a very good helper. If I drop a bit of fish,
She cleans it right up.
So, will you play the flute for us, Mom? Please?
I'd love to hear you.
All right, then.
Flo! I can't believe you were in here eating fish while I was out there thinking a monster ate you.
Oh, no! There's no monster in here. Just a lot of yummy fish. Try it.
Okay, I forgive you.
Hey, Norval!
Oh, but you're all right. I thought you were monster food for sure.
Of course we're not, you silly bird. There is no monster.
But what about that terrible howling monster sound? Kind of like that. Only not so beautiful.
That's a flute, Norval. Shun's mom must be playing it now.
And the tooth belonged to a shark, not a monster.
And I was eating fish.
Well, boy, your neighbors really tried to trick us into thinking they had a pet monster, you know?
Norval!
Okay, maybe I got a little carried away.
Maybe we all did.
Yeah. We really should have gotten to know the new neighbors before we decided what they were like. I sure hope they'll want to be my friends.
Oh, don't you worry, Clifford. For such a little guy, you got a big bunch of friends.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Definitely.
Read a story, Clifford?
Okay, pick one out. Thanks, Clifford. This looks like a great story. Today's story is Speckle and the Terrific Tour. One morning, Reba was showing the gang a great book that had pictures of exotic places all over the world. The gang wished they could visit such exciting places. Then Speckle said they could. All they needed was a little bit of help from their imaginations. Speckle pretended he was their conductor and collected everyone's tickets. And once they were seated on the travel train, the tour began. At their first stop, Darnell pointed out a beautiful house in the sky. Ravi and Luna were amazed by the wild sea creature they passed, and Reba loved exploring the untamed jungle and discovering its lovely surprises. When the trip was over, there was only one thing left to do, and that was to thank the conductor for taking them on such a terrific tour. The end. I love reading stories together. You know, Clifford, for such a small dog, you sure are a big reader.
Catastrophe! Got a whole bunch of carrots for me?
It's not about carrots.
Oh, well then see, I'm not really interested.
But Daffodil, Flo and Zoe are staying with us all weekend long.
Flo and Zoe, here? All weekend?
Yes.
Thanks for the warning. Don't tell them where I am.
Okay.
Well, what's going on, my fine furry friends?
The kittens are coming! The kittens are coming!
Uh-huh. They're sleeping over.
Oh, my.
What's wrong, Norval? This way we can play and eat and sleep together all weekend long.
Now listen up, my little redness. Flo and Zoe are good friends, right?
The best.
And you feel like you know them pretty well, right?
Oh, sure.
But they've never slept over before, have they?
Nope. This is the very first time.
A whole weekend. That's a lot of time to spend with those kittens, you know, without a break.
What do you mean?
Well, Clifford, Flo and Zoe are a little energetic.
Oh, yeah, sure. Flo and Zoe like to do lots of fun things. I can't wait to play with them, and I've already picked out a bunch of my favorite toys to show them. See? This is gonna be so much fun.
Clifford, the kittens are here.
Oh, boy!
He's young, Daffolini. He'll learn.
Say hello to your house guests. Oh, look how cute. You're all so happy to see each other. I'm going over to Nina's house to do some homework, but I've left the kitten's food next to yours in the kitchen. You'll take good care of your guests while I'm gone, won't you, Clifford? Oh, you're going to share your toys. That's nice. I can tell you're going to be a great host, Clifford. Okay, guys. See you soon. Have fun.
This is gonna be great.
You said it. We can't wait to play tag and chase the ball and eat snacks together.
So, what do you want to do first? I've picked out some toys we can play with. A ball.
Don't let it get away.
I won't.
Take that.
Yay!
Oh, that was fun. What else do you have?
The sock.
Great sock! What else?
This chewy thing?
What's next?
Well, there's some more toys in my chest. That's my favorite bear!
Whee!
And then that's a feathery thing!
Yay!
Oh, that's my rubber bone.
Toys.
I think that's it.
Oh. Hey, let's get a snack.
Oh, yum. I'm hungry.
That's a good idea, but shouldn't we clean up first?
Oh, we can do that later.
Last one to the kitchen is a rotten sardine.
Well, okay. I guess we could have a snack now.
That was good.
Yum! That smells good, too.
Can we have a bite?
Sure.
That was yummy.
Thanks, Clifford.
You're welcome.
Now let's go and play some more.
You're it!
No, no!
So no. You're it!
Do it!
Do it!
Can I play?
You. Do it!
Guys! Guys!
No, you're it! Got you!
Guys! Guys! here I am! Oh, over here!
You're it! No, it's your turn!
Guys? Guys, you want to play now?
We are playing! No, you're it!
So do it! I got you!
Wait a minute!
What's this?
Ooh!
I got it! No, I got it!
Guys, that's my favorite squeaky toy. It's the first toy that Emily Elizabeth ever gave me. It's very special. Oh, not so rough.
That was fun.
I want to try it.
Really, you guys?
Hey, Zoe, catch!
I've got it now.
Don't let it get away.
I won't.
Get back here, you! Hey, you two, be careful. That's Clifford's favorite toy.
Gotcha!
Hey, I know. Maybe we could play with that sock again. That was fun.
Clifford, aren't you going to tell them to stop?
But they're my guests.
But they might break it.
Take that!
And that!
Please be careful, guys!
One!
Two!
Oh, no, I can't watch!
Three!
My squeaky toy.
You're right, Clifford. That is a great toy.
What do you want to do now?
I know. Let's play tag. You're it.
No, you're it.
You're it, Clifford.
No, thanks. I'm not in the mood to play right now.
Okay, later. You're it.
No, you're it.
I'm sorry about your toy, Clifford.
Oh, thanks, Daffodil.
Why'd you let them do that?
Because they're my guests. And my friends.
Some friends? They don't seem to care about your toy or your feelings.
I don't think they noticed.
But they should have.
Hey, Clifford!
Are you sure you don't want to play?
Nah, not right now.
But we were going to play with you all weekend.
What's wrong?
My favorite toy doesn't squeak anymore.
He's right.
Did we do that?
Well, it didn't break itself.
Oh, Clifford.
We broke your favorite toy.
We're sorry.
You mean it?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I guess we were so excited about staying over.
We were only thinking about having a good time. We've been acting like bad guests.
And even worse friends.
Thanks, guys.
Well, that's a step in the right direction.
We promise to take good care of your toys.
And we'll help clean up the mess we made.
Wow, thanks!
Come on, let's do it now.
Last one to start cleaning is a bowl of sour milk.
Okay!
Want to do, Clifford?
Well, I kind of want to play tag, but you're the guest.
Sure, but now we're good guests.
And better friends, so...
You're it!
Yeah! You're it!
Toys is a lot of fun, and they're even more fun when you share them with your friends.
Hey, Jorge, wanna play?
Oh, but that's your brand new ball. Are you sure?
Sure, I'm sure. I can't play catch by myself.
All right.
my new ball. Now this is what I call fun.
Clifford and I know that playing is a lot more fun when we share with our friends. That's why Clifford's idea to grow on today is share.